Good afternoon, and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 5 years to try to keep you up to date on the various initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of your Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, a recently retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact. We're located at the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. Today's program is co-hosted by Nicole Price, the Compact's current commercial and industrial program planner. Here on Cape Cod, we're perhaps more sensitive than most to the preservation of our environment. Our economy is highly dependent on it, and many have moved here to retire for that very reason. And on this program, we've really been beating the drum since its beginning to save energy and save money while at the same time preserving this fragile spit of land that we call home. Today's program will showcase a local business that has really picked up the gauntlet and gotten serious about all of that and have gotten their employees very involved in the process. I'm pleased to be joined today by Nicole Price, my co-host. Nicole is the Commercial and Industrial Program Manager for the Cape Light Compact. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, and hopefully we'll have fun today. I'm also very pleased to have as our guest today Jim Wolf, the Sustainability Initiative Director for Cape Air, which is our regional airline and certainly one of the Cape's largest employers, with terminals locally in Hyannis, Provincetown, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket. And Jim, thanks very much for joining us today.
It's great to be here, John and Nicole. I feel like I'm here with the team. We've been working together on stuff for a long time.
We have been working a long time. Jim, how does it happen that an airline, a large consumer of energy, would get so involved in the environment? It's almost counterintuitive.
Well, I guess the simplest answer is there's two things. One is the airline industry has a lot of volatility in it. It has fuel prices. For very many reasons, we need to run a tight ship. So when we look at our energy expenditure, we look at how can we keep it as low as possible. And I guess secondarily is simply doing the right thing, given that we are a big consumer of fossil fuel. And, you know, we feel that we need to make the best effort we can to mitigate the negative environmental impact that an airline can have by burning all that fossil fuel. Those are the two things. We can save money and we can save the earth. That's the simplest.
Well, it's something that we've been preaching for a long time, and certainly glad that Cape Air has embraced it so enthusiastically. How long have you been at this?
Well, Cape Air has been at this since early 2009. I think that people at Cape Air had been thinking that they needed to really have a strategic type initiative to really look at this stuff and start to make some progress on it, going back probably even before 2009. But I came on board in the spring of 2009, and I was living in Montana at the time, and my brother Dan, who's the founder of Cape Air, and I were having a series of conversations about what's going to happen to the airline industry, and I've been working in building and doing stuff with renewable energy for on and off throughout my career. And finally he said, why don't you stop talking about it and come back east and get involved in what we're trying to do. And so that was early 2009.
And can you talk about some of the initiatives that you've taken? What was the approach and what was the objective?
I think the approach, I'd want to talk about, Cape Air's business philosophy. I think that, we have a motto, which is Mocha Hagati, which I take it my brother dreamed up some night, literally in a dream, but it stands for make our customers happy and have a good time doing it. And, the philosophy of Cape Air that's been very successful is that you can have a good time by being good to people in your communities, and also at the time that this thing came in, to the environment. That's really the goal, is that we feel that as an airline, if we take the lead on some of this stuff, it will actually improve business, that people will actually want to fly, just like they want to fly on an airline where customer service is so good and we're so responsive and we're having a good time doing it. They will also want to fly on an airline that is Gopa Hagati, which is green our planet and have a good time doing it. So it all sort of fits in, with doing the right thing with our communities. There was also the understanding that the young and up-and-coming workforce would be more interested in working for a company that had these kinds of goals. And, so as far as employee recruitment and then retention, it just all fit into the package of what Cape Air is. So we looked at it as a strategic initiative. I mean, the senior management looked at it as, how can we develop this as one of our key and important goals? And, we worked on that in 2009, and we came up with, a bunch of ways that we could do. It's really kind of a five-pronged approach. And we got that into our strategic initiative, and my job since then has been to try to keep progress going on all five of those things.
And then the Cape Light Compact at some point became involved. And Nicole, this is where you came in. Some of the projects, can we talk about some of the projects that you've done and the approaches that you've taken from the energy efficiency side? I also want to, at a later point in the program, talk about all of those solar panels on the hangar roof. But as one of the folks that I used to deal with in the EPA used to say, we have to eat our broccoli before we have our dessert. And the broccoli is the energy efficiency, certainly not as sexy as the solar panels, but the bang for the buck is.
Well, I'm one of those. I'm the wrong person for that metaphor, because I love broccoli. I like go at it, by itself.
Well, I love energy efficiency, so.
And I think, Nicole, you like broccoli, don't you?
Yes, it's one of my favorite vegetables.
Yeah, I mean, the first two when I stepped off the plane from Montana, actually I drove. It was March. The first thing that my brother and others here pointed out to us was the roof and how couldn't we do solar power there. But, we hooked up with the Cape Light Compact pretty early, because the building that we operate in is an old-style airport hangar. It's huge. It's up here at Barnstable Airport. It's got an acre footprint. The insulation in the walls was like R3, the roof R3. We have our offices, our corporate offices, everybody from the CEO to all of our mechanics, they're in that building. And it really was a very inefficient building. I mean, it has 130-foot long doors, two of them, that are 25 feet tall, so you can bring planes in and out. But, we recognized that the first two prongs were, can we do energy efficiency at our operating centers? I mean, can we really reduce the amount of fuel and energy it takes to keep these places as comfortable as they need to be for what we do in them? And that's where the Cape Light Compact, really got involved, because it's complex. These buildings were built during a time when energy use in buildings was simply not a factor.
Not a concern. Energy was cheap, and building costs were relatively more expensive, and so you didn't pay much attention to that. Nicole, can you talk about some of the projects that you worked on with Jim, and some of the financing and some of the benefits that the Cape Light Compact, as far as its incentives, brought to the party here?
Absolutely. So what Cape Air did is they started with an energy audit, which is what we suggest for all of our customers, is find out what your baseline usage is, where you need the most help efficiency-wise. So that audit focused on things such as lighting and insulation, as Jim had mentioned, that the insulation was poor. And one of the first projects that they implemented was a custom lighting and controls efficiency project, where there's this special sequencing in the hangar, and that saved significant energy over the old technology that they had in there.
And just for the edification of the audience, that may not be familiar with these technologies, the lights basically turn on when there's people present and there's motion and things going on and there's work being done in the hangar.
Correct.
Okay, and that's so correct. You implemented that system in there.
Also, in the audit, it mentioned that the insulation of the hangar was insufficient, and in discovering that they were actually prime location for solar panels, they thought that when they were reinforcing the roof for the solar panel weight load, they added additional insulation in the roof. And then they also reskinned their entire, is it west side?
It's the west side.
The west side.
Side that gets hot.
Because the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And that whole side of the building was just a radiator and was really doing wacky things with their heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system.
So, but if I'm a businessman sitting out in the audience right now saying, well, this is all well and good. If I'm Cape Air and I've got a lot of money, I can do these wonderful things. But what about, and I do say that tongue in cheek, I realize that this airline business is a tough, tough business. And and so you do have to watch your costs. So that was a little bit of a joke. But the Cape Light Compact paid for a significant amount of these upgrades. And why does the Cape Light Compact do that?
Correct. Well, the Cape Light Compact, I feel like we are great stewards of the environment and also the energy industry. It's in everybody's best interest to use less energy. The first fuel, so to speak, would be energy efficiency. The less you use, the better it is for everybody else. And what Cape Light Compact did was we gave incentives to Cape Air to become more efficient, because that was the sole purpose of the project, was for them to be more efficient, use less energy, and save money, which was part of their whole business mantra.
Yeah, I mean there is a system. It's easy for a business owner. You know, we don't employ somebody at Cape Air. We have the best mechanics in the world. But we don't employ somebody. We don't have full-time positions for our building, let's say. And we really needed to learn. And who do you call? You call Cape Light Compact. I mean, that is literally the way it happened. We called them up because of this program. And by the way, we're no dummies. I mean, the money for this program comes from everybody's electric bill, including our monstrous electric bills. And, we kind of looked at it as it's kind of like Social Security. You pay into it. And if you get to the age where you can collect and you don't, that's not really smart. And so as a smart company, we like to think, we called them up and we said, look, we've been paying a portion of our electric bill. Get over here. Give us an audit. Tell us, what we can do here, and tell us what incentives you can give us to make it so that we can do it. There's not a lot of loose cash floating around in an airline. And I would have to say that from the moment we got our strategic initiative together, one of the big things is let's not do anything unless it saves the company money. We have to do, how long is it going to take to pay back? And when you get these audits done by Cape Light Compact, you get the entire building scoped out, the HVAC systems, the where you can do efficiency. You get this really kind of a deep energy audit. And alongside each of the measures, as they call them, they really do a cost analysis of, if you do this, how long is it going to take before you're in the black? On this particular project. And there's rules, because it is, in a sense, public money. There's rules that they won't let you do something that's going to take 100 years.
Right.
It's got to be a quick payback in order to do it. And I will say that renewable energy projects have longer paybacks.
Right.
I can tell you a funny story about that if you want me to.
Well, I just to bring everybody else in who may have turned in late, you're listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. Our guest today is Jim Wolf. Jim is the Sustainability Initiative Director at Cape Air, a local airline. And we're talking about some of the projects that Cape Air took on as part of their sustainability initiative. And go ahead and tell the story.
Well, it's just a story that something that we learned. We're very much in favor of renewable energy at our facilities. It's one of our key things to do. And we're also in favor of saving money, efficiency, by literally not using as much. And so, you know, when we got down to the point where this solar project that Nicole mentioned was just about to be finished, which was in the summer of 2010, and it was big and we were proud of it, and it cost a lot of money, and we got a lot of, you know, help from the government because there are tax incentives and various things that you can get. But the price tag on a solar system like that is over $1 million. And what we figured was that we were going to be producing about 300,000 kilowatt hours off of from the sun, which would just about power our entire operation in this big building at Barnstable. And we wanted to do something to celebrate that with our whole company. And the Cape Light Compact always come, whenever they come over, they always replace the light bulbs in their residential program. You know, they do that. And so we thought, wow, maybe we could symbolically distribute light bulbs, and not just symbolically, but help our people to save money on their home electric bills. And so we priced out 3 light bulbs for every single Cape Air employee worldwide, which was about 100 of them. I mean, 1,000 of them.
1,000 employees, yeah.
And we did that program, and we got them as far away as Guam. We got light bulbs to people. These were compact fluorescent light bulbs, and they saved about 75% of the energy used in the socket in which they replaced a regular light bulb. And we figured out how many we wanted to send to everybody, because we figured out that if everybody screwed those light bulbs in, the company-wide home saving on electricity would be about 300,000 kilowatt hours a year, which was exactly the same as what we would produce on the roof with our solar, our sexy solar system. And that was a, we called it doubling down. And, you know, the solar system cost over $1 million, and the light bulbs cost about $7,000. What can I say? That is really the nut story about how you should really focus on energy efficiency and saving. It's the easiest saving is to reduce what you're using.
And the Cape Light, the Cape Light Compact is a big, big advocate of renewable energy. We do advocate it wherever we can, but this is a stark analysis where you can spend $7,000 and have the same impact as $1 million solar system. And that's something that everybody should take pause and think about. There's an awful lot that every single one of us can do in the area of energy efficiency, even if it's a matter of just replacing a single light bulb. The impact that we have is so tremendous. And we're certainly happy to have you tell that story. I know that there was a...
Maybe I shouldn't tell.
No, I know you. I know when the final key on the calculator was punched, I know that there was a bit of a intake of breath, like, oh my word. But it's a great story, actually. It's a great story because every one of us can do things in the energy efficiency arena. Not many of us can put expensive solar systems in place, and we need to wring every last bit of energy efficiency out of a building or a residence before we approach the renewables. But by all means, we should do the renewables. You've also done, and just for a little bit of a departure from the building part, you've also done some innovative things with the fleet as far as the running the airplanes themselves are concerned. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, well, there's a perfect example of you know, doing something that's both good for the environment and also pays. I mean, we had, before I got here, I think we were working pretty hard on reducing the fuel burn in our Cessna 402 fleet, which makes up all but 2 of our airplanes worldwide, our Cessna 402s. And so, you know, we realized that if we could reduce that, you know, we had a goal. Let's see if we can reduce it 8%. Literally, how much fuel does it take to fly a passenger, a seat, from point A to point B? And let's do it fleet-wide by fixing our airplanes, doing something to our airplanes to make them more efficient. And everybody, with what fuel prices are doing for airlines, is just incredible. This is a survival technique. It's not just a let's be green technique. But we were able to, you know, do some technical things. I don't know how many people will understand it, but we got digital fuel flow metering, and we got tuned cylinder fuel injection, tuned fuel injection to each cylinder, and we have now been documenting since early in 2011 a just about 4.5% reduction of the fuel we use across our entire fleet. So that amounts to maybe 120,000 gallons of fuel a year. It's the equivalent of taking almost 200 automobiles just right off the road on a yearly basis. And so that's the tremendous achievement for Cape Air. And there are some other things that we're working on, too, that should, you know, in aviation in general, we're involved in trying to get the GPS method of a navigation system adopted at the national level. That has a potential to save 10% across the entire, like, U.S. and worldwide fleet in terms of airplanes being able to fly more direct routes. And we're involved in all of it. It's key, and we've had a big success.
Are you taking a leadership role in that area?
Well, I suppose you could. I mean, you could say that Cape Air is. I mean, we're involved in a study, a test study, with the FAA, where we have installed GPS equipment in the planes that fly in some of our routes, and we are monitoring against a control group that doesn't have the ability to do that on the same routes. What is the saving by, you know, being able to fly direct, no matter what the weather is, to come straight in instead of having to do complicated approaches and things like that. And I know that on one of our routes, I just found out that we had achieved, it was like 10%.
Wow.
Excellent.
So that study is ongoing, but we are a partner with the FAA on that. So, yeah, I guess we're a leader.
Pretty impressive. on little old Cape Cod. I mean, we have actually driven a lot in the area of energy efficiency and for a number of reasons, but the economic and business reason is certainly the important one to those of us, those of you that are in business. We're winding down, but I'd like, if you would, to talk about how you've involved your employees with kind of getting. This is a company-wide thing. From every, you say you got 1,000 employees, but virtually everybody in this company is involved somehow, both at work and at home, in saving energy.
Yeah, well, as far as the saving energy part of it, I mean, there's lots of aspects of what you want to do as a company. You want to use less paper, you know. There's lots of things you do. But one thing that I think is interesting, and we partnered with the Cape Light Compact, so maybe it's appropriate to mention that, you know, we really want our employees do not have that much to do, in a sense, in putting a solar project on the roof or in the construction of redoing the walls at the workplace. But they see it happening. They're excited to work for a company that is saving energy and putting such effort into it and finding the partnerships where we can get incentives and rebates. And so, you know, we looked at it as, our employees should be able to do the same thing at home, and we should encourage them and help them as much as possible. So, yeah, we sent light bulbs out to everybody, knowing that everybody could use them. But we're also trying to hook people up. And on the Cape, we've done a really interesting thing with Cape Light Compact, which is we've hooked up with them to bring them here for in-services where we get our employees to sign up to have the audits done at home. And then Cape Light Compact, in turn, is keeping a sort of scorecard on the results. You know, they send us maybe a quarterly update on what work has been done in Cape Air homes and how much energy is being saved in those homes. And so, you know, it's really a tremendous thing, because if an employee ends up saving $70 a month on their heating bill in the winter, and I am looking at some results that are in that ballpark, you know, think if we were just going to put that money into their pockets as an employer, how much money it would cost the company to give them the raise that would put $70 a month in their pocket. And it's not the same as the amount of money that gets spent to have them have their home upgraded and literally save that money. So that, I mean, there was one guy who said, I need to get more life insurance. I just, my cholesterol's high. I want to get more life insurance. And he is involving himself. He said, maybe I can save the money on my electric bills. You know, he's got a wife and kids and everything like that. And he's like, I can save the money on my electric bills. Let me be a guinea pig. Let me try some stuff at home. You know, he's turning off his hot water heater for certain hours a day. And, you know, in the first month, he saved $100. Well, we're monitoring that. But in order for him to pay for that new life insurance policy, we would have had to give him a sizable raise.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not that we don't believe in raises. We do. We're an employee-owned company.
But you're a business. And
it's kind of like, this is the way to do it.
Right.
Put more money into people's pockets, increase their quality of life thereby, and also allow them to go yakking about it to everybody else. We have storytellers. The successful Cape Air, you know, employees who've done stuff at home, whether it's putting a solar system on their house or a new furnace or insulation, we get them to come back in and tell stories to the others so that they'll sign up. And Cape Light Compact is you know, a guiding force in that. They're the ones who provide the audits and follow up with a lot of the work in the homes. And, you know, we had at one point the people who were tenants and didn't own their own homes were like, well, this doesn't really work for us. And I noticed just in the last couple of weeks they've announced a new
special program
facet to a program.
Nicole,
yeah.
Could you give the 800 number for the...
Absolutely. So for folks that are interested, whether they own their homes or if they have a business, if you pay an NSTAR bill on Cape Cod, please give, or Martha's Vineyard, please give Cape Light Compact a call. It's 1-800-797-6699. And we'll be happy to help you.
Is that for the business or
both?
Either one.
Home and business audits.
And I'd like to add that if you're a Cape Air employee and you hear this show and you do call that number, would you please let them know that you're a Cape Air employee so that you can be added to the group that is being monitored? And there is full, you know, what do you call it, confidentiality on this. They don't use names. They use numbers. But they collect the data from the Cape Air group. So
that's great.
Do that. You're
please do.
Put money in your pocket.
One more 800 number, and then we have to go.
1-800-797-6699. We're happy to help.
I told you when I recruited you to do this program that it would be the fastest half hour of imaginable, and that's exactly what's happened. And unfortunately, we've come to the end.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very
much.
You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guest, Jim Wolf, the Sustainability Initiative Director at Cape Air, for joining us today. I want to thank Nicole Price, the Commercial Industrial Program Planner at the Cape Light Compact, for co-hosting. And finally, I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, the Operations Manager at the station, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It's also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations. And remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource.